Lunch Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, you're listening to Cam FM's coverage of Lent Bumps 2015. We're about to throw to our commentators on the Riverside for W2. In the meantime, I was going to ask Tom how he's enjoying his afternoon. He's joined us in the studio as his first, I suppose, non-authoritative broadcast. How are you feeling, Tom?
I don't... What does non-authoritative broadcast mean? I'm feeling great, thanks.
Good.
We should say probably that song we just played was dedicated to all the Tithall crews.
Absolutely.
It?
Who are doing... I think they rode over a couple of times. Yeah, they rode over in the last M3. So it's a good afternoon out on the river. And I, if I'm honest, when the weather is this good, if you're an aesthete like me, you'd only really be concerned about how enjoyable it must be to be out on the river today, just in that blazing sunlight. It's glorious. And we are, of course, in the studio where it is very hot.
It's getting gradually hotter and hotter in the studio. But
it's because I arrived.
Thanks for that,
That's
Tom.
Awful.
On the river, have we got Jack?
Yes, hello Beth.
Hello.
Alex and Tom.
Yes, this is... So it's Beth, Tom and Alex in the studio at the moment. We currently have on the river, as far as I'm aware, Jack, Rosa and Lucy. But Jack, how can I differentiate between you on air? Jack Ranson, okay, are you going to do the rundown for us?
Absolutely, yeah. I stood right at the start line. And as Alex was saying, it is glorious sunshine. I don't know what you'd rather be doing on a day like today. I certainly don't have anything better to do. At the moment, it's W2 we are looking on, and Kings W1 are heading up the pack. They were obviously bumped over the past couple of days. They've been bumped twice, so they've been bumped down from W1. They're starting Maudlin W1 behind them. They've done well over the past couple of days. They've bumped up above Selwyn W1, who are in third, Homerton W1 in fourth, Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined at five, Fitz at six. They've had a little bit of a mixed performance. They rode over on the first day and then they were bumped down on the second day on Friday. Sydney Sussex W1 at seven, Christ W2 at eight, Emma W2 at nine, Lady Margaret W2 at ten. They are trying to avoid spoons. They've been bumped over the past couple of days twice. GWW2 doing very well, very strong performance, bumped up over the past couple of days. Newnham W2 at 12, Darwin W1 at 13, unlucky for some, but they've bumped up the past couple of days, so you never know. Robinson W1 at 14, Pembroke W2 at 15, Corpus Christi at 16, St. Ed's at 17, and Clare, the sandwich boat, down in 18. So they're all pushing off now with the poles. Kings, I'm just sort of stood by the Kings boat. It's very interesting because it's so flat at the moment. You'd expect, I suppose this time of year, you'd expect maybe a bit more of a raucous ride, but it's actually flat as a mill pond, the River Cam, down here at Chesterton. I'm looking at the Newnham Bridge, the cars going by, and very still, very calm. The cannon's gone. Kings starting off strongly, and they are... The cox is calling to them. She's urging them on. They've been filmed at the side by their bow party. Oh, a very, very strange bit of steering there from Selwyn W1. They've crashed into the bank straight from the start. They've crashed into the bank over on the far side. They're in the trees and they can't get out. So they're very strange. I've never seen that before. That was bizarre. And the Kings and Maudlin have got away. They're pretty much on station. And yeah, Selwyn have completely given up. They're in the trees. Homerton have stopped now because they've technically bumped Selwyn, even though they didn't really do anything. And Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall, they've come racing past me now. They've got a long way to go. They're never going to catch Maudlin now at the top of the pack. And here we go. It's getting very exciting. Yes, Selwyn is still in the trees. I don't know what happened there. We'll have to have another look at that. Sydney Sussex just going past now. They're on station. Pretty strong. Behind them, Christ W2 still going well, being urged on by the boat party at the side here on the track, and that is Emma W2 coming past as well. Selwyn, I'm still bemused by what happened there. They're just sort of sat in the trees, their head in their hands, and so they should. I don't know what happened. Lady Margaret W2, they've been chased very hard by Jesus. There's even some sort of overlap, and they're not even halfway up this first straight here. Jesus, W2, there's not very much between them and Lady Margaret. They're definitely going to bump. Let's head to Lucy. Lucy's at Grassy Corner. Any action there, Lucy?
Hi, we've got a lot of whistle tip with Kings W1 and Morgan W1. Kings are not taking a particularly tight line around this corner, unfortunately, and it looks like Morden are catching them up. King seems to be doing a push out of the corner, the traditional grassy push, and it's looking like if they're going to catch them, it's going to be further up on plough reach. That'll be exciting. Further down, I can see... I can see Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall. Quick recovery there by their cocks after the surprise of this Elwin and Homerton bump out before them. And it's looking like they've got quite a lot of space from Fitz behind. Fitz likely to get bumped by Sydney Sussex at the moment, looking like that's a potential bump. And I'm not seeing any bumps yet on the Kings and Morden situation. Morden really need to up their game. Kings seem to be veering in terms of steering. At this stage, they can't be bumped without physical contact, so that will be what will have to happen there. Kings will have to save it with steering or push really, really hard around that corner. So let's go back to Jack.
Absolutely, yeah. Can you see, I'm interested to see whether you can see Lady Margaret and Jesus as they went round the corner here, the first post. They were very, very close, and Jesus looked like they had a little bit of overlap. I don't know whether you can see them yet, Lucy.
Going up. Go on, Sydney!
Yep, I can see overlap here with Christ W2 and Emmanuel. Emmanuel looking like they're going to bump on grassy corner. I can hear a whole troop of Emmanuel fans willing them on. It's looking pretty close to the bump there. They've got whistles, so they're really going to have to up their game around this corner. Grassy really is the make or break. And actually, it looks like they're pulling away here. It looks like Christ is pulling away. But really tight line there by Emmanuel. Really tight, nearly blade clashes with the canal boat. Yeah, it's looking like there's going to be a bump further down. I'd like to pass down to Rosa, please, and find out the situation on Kings and Maudlin.
Thank you, Lucy. So, Kings and Maudlin have about a third of a length between them and Kings. Both crews didn't take particularly tight lines around this in corner. It looks like they might possibly bump on the reach, if not, unless Maudlin have a really strong push out of the drawing corner. That could possibly be a bump, but I didn't see any overlap. Lucy Cabot is coming past me. They have a nice tight light round this corner. Fitz, they're about a good two lengths away from Lucy Cab, so it looks like they might both row over. Selwyn again, about two lengths from Fitz. Lucy, what's going on down in Grassy?
Absolute madness here on Grassy. So all the Emma fans are very excited because it looks to bump further down. But up here, we've had Union W2 bumped by Darwin W1 in a very dangerous position on Bump's corner. Darwin's had to put in right on the corner, causing absolute mayhem between the Pembroke and Robinson situation. And because of that, Pembroke seemed to have bumped Robinson, but it could be a technical row for both of those crews. We've got Corpus Christi rowing on pretty strong despite all of the mayhem. So it's going to have to be to the confirmation of the results there, because I'm not really sure if there was enough interference there for that to warrant a technical row. Let's go back to Rosa.
I'm going to send it down the road to Jack now. To Jack.
We've now got overlap at the top of the division between Kings and Maudlin on the long reach. Kings have pulled away to the far side. Just about overlap now between Maudlin and King, and it's going to be incredibly long for them now to try and... There's definitely overlap now here between Maudlin. They're going to push really hard to try and get them. They're now angling in towards King. Whilst we watch this one, I'm going to head back down to Rosa on this one.
There's not much going on around here, to be honest. I'm going to send it down to Jack again. Go to Jack.
Thanks very much, Rosa. It's very exciting further up the river. I thought I'd just confirm for you whilst we have a moment.
So
we're pumped by Homerton. Homerton have gathered in their reeds. They've rowed off. Selwyn are having a little post-mortem of the situation, I think. I'd never seen that before. I don't know whether their rudder broke because they went over to the far side of the bank over there. Let's go back to Jack down at the long reach. Jack, what's happening now?
Maudlin are basically level with Kings now. They're going to go for the overtake by the look of things. It doesn't look like they're going to make any contact. They're both on the far side of the river. Kings really want to avoid any kind of contact here by the look of things. Lucy Cab behind them. They are being chased down by Fitz now. They're about on station, so it depends to see whether they can do anything down towards the railway bridge. But Kings aren't going to give this up. As I say, Maudlin and Kings basically level now. It's not going to be long before this bump happens, with Sydney Sussex behind them there. about two boat lengths away now from Fix. I'm
Rosa.
Trying to chase this top one down, and we're going to go to Rosa at Ditton.
So St Edmunds and Corpus have just passed me. St Edmunds are about canvas away from Corpus, so it looks like they could possibly bomb just coming out of Ditton. And I have Claire coming past me now. That's all from here. Jack, anything on Corpus and St Edmunds?
We finally got that Magdalen Kings bump at the top of the division. Magdalen go to the top of W2. They become the sandwich boat for W1. Now, it happened just before the railway bridge. And then behind them, you've got Lucy Cavan, who's all combined, Fitz and Sydney Sussex. They're all about on station now. I am anticipating row overs for those three boats. Behind them, I can see, there's a long, long way behind them, back all the way down to that Lady Margaret I can see in the distance. I'm wondering whether there's been a few bumps earlier on in the division, because I can't see many boats now. So, Lucy, did anything happen around Grassy with some lower boats?
Lots of people actually bumped out before Grassy. So we have, all of those bumps that it's in contention at the moment because there was a lot of, there was a huge kind of a cluster mess up here. So it ended up being LMBC got bumped by Jesus WT before they were even around Burke Coast. Pembroke bumped Robinson W1, and further down, I think Emma bumped Christ W2. So all in all, a lot of boats not actually rowing the full course at all. So it's quite an exciting division, really. Can I pass back over to Jeff?
Thanks, Lucy. Yeah, it's very exciting. Just a quick rundown if you've missed any of that. Kings have been bumped again for the third day in a row. A bit gutting for them. They were bumped very early on by Magdalen. Sorry, not that early on, but they were up at the over the long reach. Selwyn bumped by Homerton. That was very early on. A bit of a shame for Selwyn as they crashed into the side of the bank. Lucy Cavan, Hughes Hall, Fitz look like, and Sydney Sussex as well look like they're going to row over. Christ, we think we're bumped by Emma. We've not actually seen that. So we'll wait for the confirmation of that. Lady Margaret were bumped by Jesus. I've just seen the Jesus boat crew rowing back. Newnham and Darwin, we've not heard anything, but I presume they're going to be rowing over. Robinson, have they been bumped? Sorry, Lucy.
Darwin did bump Newnham W2, so they're all rowing up now as well. Newnham not looking very happy, fortunately. But I think that was a confirmed bump. The one that's in contention would be the Pembroke Robinson one because of all the mess to their cops to get round, because that could just be a row over.
So there's been quite a lot of changing around, shopping and changing in this division, and quite a lot of action as well at all the different parts of the race. Let's just head back over to Jack over the long reach, see if we can work out what happened to Corpus Christi, St. Ed's and Clare at the bottom of the division. Jack.
Thank you. Yeah, St. Edmunds W1 and Corpus W1, they were about a canvas off each other as they went through the kink in the long reach. I'm just trying to train my long vision down past the railway bridge because they were potentially looking like St. Ed's were going to catch Corpus, but I don't think they will be able to have enough in them to row over there. Corpus would be incredibly pleased if they can actually get the row over and not be caught by St. Ed's. And then Claire at the bottom, going for a very lonely row home at the moment. But I think that's just about that division sorted now. So back to you, Jack, at the start.
Yeah, thanks, Jack. And thank you to everyone here at the riverside. The sun's still shining. The river cam is looking as calm as it was right at the start. You wouldn't even know, if you looked at it now, all the drama that had just ensued. There's going to be plenty more. It's M2 coming up very soon. But back to you in the studio, Beth, Alex and Tom.
Thank you very much for that, guys. So we will be in touch with you soon to find out what's going on with the bottom of that division.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.
So just fading Bonnie Tyler down for a little bit there, because we've got Jack on the line. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Beth. I was loving that Bonnie Tyler song. I'm even disappointed you faded it down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. But can you give us the results for W2? Please.
I can give you the results for W2, I certainly can. So basically, as we called them, Magdalen bumped up on Kings at the top of the division, Homerton bumped up on Selwyn, Lucy Cavan, Hughes Hall combined, Fitz and Sydney all rode over. Emma 2 bumped off on Christ 2, Jesus bumped off on LMBC, Darwin first boat bumped off on Union W2, Pembroke W2 bumped off on Robinson, and then at the bottom, all three bottom boats rode over. So Corpus didn't get caught by St. Ed's in the end. They both rode over, as did the sandwich boat, Claire.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Jack. I think we're going to go back to Bonnie Tyler now.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.